Hello, and welcome to Simple Man Sermons, the preachings of a simple man called by God to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 6. And let us not grow weary while doing good. Let us not grow weary while doing good. Now, the Christian journey is often likened to a physical journey, no doubt so that we can understand it. Paul likens it to a race. Jesus likens it to the straight and narrow path. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And Paul, run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes and the games goes through strict training. And if you've ever competed in a race or run a race or just run for fun, for health, you know that it can be easy to grow weary in the middle of that race. If I'm being honest with you, it can grow weary in the Christian walk. I don't remember where, but I've heard other great saints, and I don't remember which ones, whether it was Spurgeon or Chesterton or Thomas Aquinas, I honestly don't remember. Bunyan. They talk about going through the valley, going through deserts, going through times where you grow weary. And likely Paul did this, for he says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. Let us not grow weary while doing good. Stay on the path. It seems today in this modern culture, in this modern society, that we are constantly being marketed this instant gratification. When you want something, get on Amazon and you're two clicks away from having it. Or if you have horrible health and high blood pressure and whatever, don't do the years of hard work it'll take to reverse the years of bad work you've done to get into it. Take a pill and instantly you'll be better and happy, as some drug commercial might tell you. You don't feel in love with your spouse anymore. Well, it's okay. Just leave them and find somebody else that makes you feel better right now, instead of putting in the hard work to fix the God-given covenant that God's created for man and his wife in a world of instant gratification. Perhaps we should remember the goodness of delayed gratification. There's a reason when you graduate boot camp that it means something, that it's such a meaningful experience, or a police academy, of which I've been blessed to graduate both, of something like that. It means so much when you get that badge pinned on, or when you get that Eagle Globe and Anchor, because you work so hard and so long with no real gratification, that many grow weary while doing good and give up, but you persevere, and that means something in the end. Not everything in life is meant, and I submit, is not healthy for instant gratification. We grow stronger through struggle and toil, like going to the gym. You don't do sit-ups once and have six-pack abs. That passage again, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. A couple of encouraging passages. Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And Psalm 37 at the end of it. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us, which cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Talk about a man who endured. The man who wrote many of the Psalms. David. He was chosen by God to be the king of his nation, but he spent much time running and hiding in caves, being persecuted, people seeking his life when he had done nothing wrong. And this is not only unique to David, obviously. There are many good examples for us to follow. So let us not grow weary while doing good. For as it is written in 2 Timothy, you, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, apparently soldiers back then were similar as soldiers are today. I don't talk about my own life much in the podcast, in this podcast, because this is not about me, it's about God. But obviously, thankfully, God has chosen to use me even though he doesn't need me. And I have been both a Marine and a soldier. And I know that soldiers endure hardship, especially during war, during wartime. And this is what Paul is saying here. You therefore must, not you maybe, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So let us not grow weary in doing good. I'm not saying that the Christian walk, the Christian journey is miserable all the time. It is by far, far better than the alternative. But I would be lying to you if I said that sometimes you didn't go through valleys and deserts. What is written in the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How does that start? Green pastures, still waters. But it also talks about the valley of the shadow of death. It talks about God leading us on a path. Like it is written, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way. But it's the only right way. Forget about all this new age garbage. Just do what you feel in your heart or whatever. Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. I'm not going to water down the gospel. It is good news, but I love you guys too much to lie to you. There is only one way. There is only one mediator, one man, one Savior, Jesus Christ, and you must follow him. And if those who followed him, such as Paul, say don't grow weary in doing good, and you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to lie to you and say you won't ever have hard times, be persecuted, or walk through a desert. Soon after that passage in 2 Timothy, Paul writes, this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. I hope you remember this sermon if you are or when you do go through hardship. But I'm not so vain as to think that I'm helping you. It is God and His message that helps. If you need, go to God. For it is also written, you do not have because you do not ask. One of my favorite passages is Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you've received them and you will have them. You will have them. God doesn't lie. It is also written, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. Ask. In Jesus' name, ask. He gives generously. If you are going through a time, if you do feel yourself starting to grow weary, cry out to God. He's merciful and just. Again, I will not just teach what's easy. I will not water down the gospel by God's grace. Luke 9. Jesus looked at his disciples and tells them, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. Jesus also says this, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last and the last first. He is a good rewarder. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It is written, have faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the things that aren't yet seen. So don't grow weary in doing good. And if you do start to feel yourself, cry out to God for encouragement, for strength. He is the creator and the author of strength and courage. He made it. Go to Him if you need it. He supplies generously. Jesus also says, if earthly fathers know how to give good gifts, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts? So if you need, ask. There's also written all the promises of God. 2 Corinthians, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. I'm just a simple man. Go to God. He is always the answer. He is always the right way to turn. God is always the right direction. If you are lost, seek the light of the world. If you are weary, seek the living water and the bread of life. I hope this message has been encouraging. I hope it has been useful or will be useful by God's grace. A rich and merciful and awesome God who can do all things, who will not tempt us beyond what we are able to bear, who gives us all things richly to enjoy, a God who is rich in mercy, King of kings and Lord of lords, a perfect Savior who loved you so much He died for you. It is finished. Brothers, sisters, don't grow weary in doing good. Thanks, and have a blessed day.